see if you have embraced this idea of the rubber sheet world, and see whether or not you can change this object into this one. Now, what this object is this is just a ring, and this is a flat piece of rubber with two holes, and that the ring goes through both of the holes. You see it?
Yes.
And then here you have the same ring, and you have the same rubber, except now it just goes through one of the holes. So my question is, do you think that just by distortion, you could get from this picture to this picture? If it were just an elastic world, could you get from one picture to the other, or would that be impossible?
Impossible.
What do you think? Well, I'll tell you what. Think about it. Think about it for a minute, and then we'll vote. Go ahead. Talk it over. Talk it over. Same or different? Could you distort one to look like the other? How many people think, yes, you could? Put your hands way up. Okay. Three. How many people think, no, that's impossible? Put your hands way up. Way up. Okay. Now let's go ahead and let me just draw a little bit of a picture. By the way, here, by the way, do you think it's okay to distort it to that shape?
Yes,
that looks
yes.
The same? That looks the same? Okay. The same?
Yes.
So in other words, if I took this
And I slid it over instead of drawing the whole thing again. Let's just suppose that we slid it over like this.
And now suppose you took this thing here and you just pulled it down. Notice the ring doesn't touch this strip anymore, so you can just pull it down.
He just rotated it.
You see what I mean? Just put this down, fold it here, bring it down, and then you can untwist it, and you get this right here. Now, I'll leave it for you to verify each of those steps, but just to show that in this distortable world, some things happen that you don't expect. Expect the unexpected. So this, in fact, is equivalent. So the correct people were here. Yes. The answer is that you can distort this object to look like this object just by rubber sheet distortions. No cutting, no tearing was involved. Okay, so, but what we're going to do now, though, is to, I want you to make some topological objects, which are the famous Möbius band. So I want everybody to make some Möbius band. So would you please pass out? Everybody gets three of these, and a couple of these. Okay. So now, in fact, could some other people help me get this so that it doesn't take all day? Yeah, thank you. Please, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, three each, and also three of the stickers each. Okay, now here's what I want you to do. Because this is, otherwise this becomes X-rated, you see, so we want it to not be that. So these shorts have the following property. You see they're red on this side, but they're black on the other side. These are invertible shorts, red on one side, black on the other. You see them? Okay, now here's what I want you to do. I want you to put on these shorts, let's say black side out first. Okay, put them on.
Three each.
Okay? Put them on. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to tie his legs together with this rope. Let me see if I have a shorter rope. I wish I had a shorter rope. But maybe that's what you're doing. I have a bunch of... Oh, here's one. Okay. Now, would you please tie each end to one to each ankle? One to each ankle. Not, no, go around one ankle and then tie it to the other end. So just tie it. Tie it. There you go. Now try it. And as loose as you can make it. As loose as you can make it. So as long as you can make it. Okay. Now here's what I want him to do. So this is Becker. What he's going to do now is he's going to take off those shorts. Without removing the rope, take off the shorts, manipulate them, and then pull them back on inside out.
Red side out.
Okay, you see what I mean? Okay, so you'll have to sit down or something here. You can use a chair or sit down in order to do this or sit down. But you want to try to
shield your eyes.
Just try it. You know, everybody will be watching as he tries it. So you take them off, and now you can manipulate them all you want and try to turn them inside out and pull them back up. And this is something you can all do at home. You see, you just tie your feet together, take some shorts, turn them inside out, and pull them back on inside out. See if we can do it. I don't know if you can.
It's not gonna work.
Don't undo the rope, of course. You can't undo the rope. So he's thinking about this. Now, by the way, while he's thinking about this, let's see if we can actually think about it to see whether it's possible. Okay? Try to picture it in your mind's eye, what's going on. So let me draw a picture of what's going on here. I'm going to draw a picture of Beckett here. you can work on it, you know, for a long time and not get it. It really is pretty clever. Well, congratulations and thank you very much. I'd like you all to make a Möbius band. So here's how we do it. So take a strip of paper. In fact, does anybody have an extra one? Can I have an extra one thing? Okay, and maybe a sticker. Yeah. Okay. So here we're going to make the most famous object in topology, which is the Möbius band. I'll write it down. Strip of paper? Everybody have a strip of paper? Okay. Now here's what I want you to do. Just take one strip of paper, and the first thing to do is if you just roll it up like this, don't attach it, just roll it up like this, then you get something that looks like the boundary of a tuna fish can, right? You just get something that looks like it's a cylinder, a squat cylinder. Everybody see that? Now, what I want you to do, though, is I don't want you to do that. Instead, what I want you to do is when you bring these two things together, I want you to take your right hand and turn it over exactly once. You follow me? So watch it again. I'm holding it like it's going to be a cylinder, but now I turn it over and then hold the two ends together. And you get this beautiful shaped object. You see it? Did you all make it? Okay. Now, do you all have a? How many of you have a sticker? A sticker? Okay. So, for those people who have a sticker, well, by the way, we're getting some more stickers, but let's for just a second. For those of you who have a sticker, I want you to put the sticker on this way across it, not lengthwise, but across like this, and if you hold it so they're pretty close to each other, then you can, it'll go over the both the front and the back. So here we go. This beautiful thing? More labels. Good. So these are the stickers coming up. Do we have more stickers? I don't know if we have them all. I just need some. Okay, that's okay. I don't know if that's exactly. Okay, now, when you're trying to explore a new object in your world, one of the best ways to do it is to try to make quantitative your appreciation of what you're seeing. In other words, to count stuff. What are the features that you might want to count about this object? Well, one of the features is the edge. The edges. How many edges does it have? And so here's what I want you to do. Take your Möbius band, after you've stuck it together, remember to go lengthwise across. Don't go that way, but I mean go widthwise across to stick it. You see what I mean? Okay? Okay. So the first thing that I want you to do is to count features. So how many edges does it have? I want you to count them by just taking your finger and going along the edge. Edges, just keep going, and just count how many edges you have all together. Oh, changes are there on it? On the count of three. One, two, three.
One!
One, that's exactly right. Now, by the way, one of the a great strategy for understanding things is to think about how they're constructed. Because sometimes if you look at the object, so to speak, in a pre-construction diagram, what made it come out to be the way it was, you can sometimes see things more clearly. So in this case, the pre-construction diagram for a Vermeer span is that you started with a strip of paper, and then you identified one edge to the other with a half twist. The arrows indicate how the twisting happened. What used to be up is now down. That's the way you glued them together. So this is a pre-construction diagram for the Vermeer span, how you were making it. Sort of a blueprint for it. And if you start to walk along this to top, and you just start marking it, so you keep going like this, when you get here, what is that point glued to? Okay, everybody say it at one time. What is this point glued to when you construct the Vermeer span? Right here, that's right. So if you keep walking along, you walk along to here, and then that's glued down here, and here you just keep going, and you see that there's only one edge to your Vermeer span. Okay? Now, how many surfaces does it have? In other words, if you were a ladybug and you were on one side of the Vermeer span, and your gentleman bug was on the other side, would you be able to walk and get to get? Okay, why? Go ahead and do it by, and I'll tell you how to do it. Let's just take a writing utensil like your pencil and just start marking the Vermeer span. Right in the middle. Just keep marking. You see what I'm doing? Lengthwise, right in the middle of the band. Thank you. before you did, I mean, the cutting in the pre-construction state before you did the assembly, what effect would that have? So think about it. Okay, some of you have just done it. Okay. Now go ahead and do it and see what happens. So you just guessed that it would not be the same. But can you think of something that the Möbius, some feature that the Möbius band had that's different from the features that this thing has? Think about things like sides and edges. Yes. How many edges does this have?
Two.
Two. One of them is the smooth edge, the cut part, and the other one is the ragged one that you tore off along, right? So they have two. Okay, so it's not a Möbius band because it has a different number of edges. So it's, and by the way, it also has two surfaces. If you actually wrote on your pencil and you went all the way until you came back, you would find that you would not have drawn anything on the opposite side. So it has two faces, whereas the original one had one. Now let's go ahead and make another Möbius band. Do the same thing again. Take another strip of paper and make another Möbius band. Yep. So remember, you go like this, and then just turn it over one half of a twist. And then stick it together.
Just
time. Again, let's cut it. But this time, instead of cutting it in the center, let's cut it about a third of the way. In other words, hug one edge. You see, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start cutting about a third of the way across. So I'm never going to go to the center line. I'm just going to cut a strip off the edge. You follow me? You see what I'm doing?
No.
Okay, here I'll draw this pre-construction diagram. Here's what I'm doing. I'm cutting along here. You see it? And you see, maybe you can see here. You see how I'm cutting it? Just staying closer to one side. You see it? I'm tearing it. Staying close to one side. You see that? And just keep going. So you'll never come to the center of it. You just keep going lengthwise. And this cut, by the way, is twice as long as the original one was. The previous one was.
Look at this.
And instead of finishing, keep going until you're almost done, and then let's look at this and make a guess as to what you're going to get. What are you going to get by looking at this pre-construction diagram? Can you analyze what you're going to get when you finish the cuts? Talk it over. Go ahead and do it. That's great, Annie. You got it. You see what you got? Pretty cool. Pretty cool. You've got, because look at the pre-construction diagram. It'll tell you what you're going to get. The top strip is connected to the bottom one. So that's twice as long as the original band. But the middle part is just a smaller Hermes band. So you're getting a smaller Hermes band hanging from a band that has actually two twists, and therefore it's not a Hermes band. Well, let me sum up by saying that what we've done here is explored the idea of looking at our world, imagining something that was a little different, like being elastic, and exploring the consequences of it. And we came up with all kinds of cool ideas. We saw the Hermes band, we saw that you can distort things and make them very unusual distortions. We saw how to take the letters of the alphabet and see which ones were equivalent in this distortable world. But the main thing that we saw is the fun of exploring concepts. And that's what mathematics is all about, is enjoying the idea of taking an idea and exploring it and playing with it. And that's the fun of mathematics. So I look forward to hearing all about you. I hope you come to the University of Texas. If you do, I hope to have you in class. But the main thing is that I hope you continue to enjoy your mathematics throughout your career and throughout your life. Thank you very much.
Make sure you guys stand up after your songs. Also, if you didn't sign in, please sign in.
from him dying.